Your story is your testimony, not your identity. Shift your mindset, elevate your perspective, become who God called you to be. This is the journey of you. Welcome to the journey of you, the place where faith meets growth and where courage rises to rewrite the stories that once tried to define you. I'm your host, Tonya D. Bennis, coach, author, communicator, and a companion on this path of becoming, committed to helping you step fully into your God-given identity. Each week, we slow down long enough to hear what heaven is whispering. Together, we peel back the doubts, the old labels, and the limits that life tried to place on you. Here, you learn to shift your mindset and elevate your perspective so you can walk heart first into purpose, clarity, and the kind of confidence that is birthed from truth, not tension or trauma. This is your invitation to breathe deeper, think higher, and see yourself the way God sees you, loved, called, and full of possibility. So wherever you are, settle in. Your journey is unfolding, and you don't have to walk it alone. Good morning, Journey of You family. I know that we have spent this month really focusing on prayer, and today we're wrapping up our powerful series with an episode that I believe is absolutely essential: how to maintain a powerful and consistent prayer life. We've talked about aligning our prayers with God's will, we've covered praying in the Spirit, and how targeted prayer can shift situations. But what happens after the fire of inspiration fades? How do we make prayer a lifestyle, not just a reaction to crisis or a time of need? Today, we're going to cover why consistency in prayer is key, some common obstacles that hinder our prayers and how to overcome them, some practical strategies to develop a strong prayer routine, and the power of intimacy with God through prayer. So let's dive in. Why consistency in prayer is key. Look, guys, it's not just about seeking God for things. It's truly about relationship. Just like any meaningful relationship, consistency builds depth, trust, and intimacy. Don't you want that in your relationships with the people around you or your close loved ones? It's the same thing with God. 1 Thessalonians 5:16 through 18 reminds us, "Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." This verse isn't really about praying 24/7 without pause. Come on, we know that's not possible. But it is about living in a constant awareness. An awareness of and communication with God. Luke 18:1 tells us, Jesus taught that we should always pray and not give up. Prayer is how we stay spiritually strong and aligned with his purpose. It's literally conversations with God. Think about it. Those friends that you haven't talked to in a while. And yes, when you get back together, you can pick right up like, you know, the conversation never stopped and you just keep going like no time has passed in between. But it's still not the same as if you talked every single day and you knew exactly what was happening in their life in each moment. It's that same way with God. We have to have that consistent conversation with him, that consistent prayer, because in doing so, we remain sensitive to his Spirit. We also build our faith and endurance, and we create an atmosphere for God's presence in our daily lives. We need him every day. This world we're living in is getting worse and worse by the day. You have to have a daily presence with God just to get through each day. So it's important, okay? And I know I can hear you saying, oh, well, what about all the things that keep me from praying? There are some common obstacles, but let's talk about some ways to overcome that, okay? Because I know that many of us struggle to maintain a consistent prayer life. Here's some of the common things, but I'm also going to tell you some ways to get over it. Okay, we're going to start with distractions. There's phones. There's social media. There's just the literal busyness of life. But how can we fix that? Set a designated time and space for prayer. Start small. Y'all, even 5 minutes of focused prayer is powerful. Don't negate small beginnings, okay? Despise not small beginnings. It could literally be 5 minutes. That's better than no minutes, okay? So start with that 5 minutes. Focus and pray during that time. It's so much more healthier and beneficial to you than if you don't pray at all, okay? And then I hear you say, well, I don't have 5 minutes. There's a lack of time. You know, I'm too busy to pray. Not if you integrate it into your daily life. Pray while you're driving. You've got to commute, pray while you're driving to work because you have no choice but to drive to work. So while you're driving, pray. You've got to feed your family. Now it's time for you to cook. Pray while you're cooking or go on a walk. Not only is that helping you physically, but it also helps you mentally, emotionally, and spiritually because you're able to take that time that you're walking and talk to God. You've got to make prayer a lifestyle. It can't just be an event. It has to be something that you're doing on a continual basis. There's spiritual dryness. Maybe you feel distance from God, or you're just not inspired at all. That's understandable. Really, it truly is, especially when you're focusing on all the things that are happening in your life or, things that didn't go the way that you thought. It's hard to be inspired sometimes, or so many times of being disappointed where you were inspired and you were hopeful and things just didn't work out the way that you thought. And that's okay. Some ways you can overcome that would be to read the Psalms. There are lots of scriptures in the Psalms. It's so powerful of moments where it was distress. There wasn't a lot of hope. They were uninspired. But then there were also Psalms of praise and worship. And you saw every single emotion that people experience. Excuse me. And so it allows you to relate to it. So read the Psalms, turn on some worship music. That immediately, excuse me, even if it's not immediately, it can change your mood and help to shift the atmosphere around you. Journal your prayers. You guys know I'm always talking about writing and journaling. Journal your prayers. Literally write out the things to God that you're desiring, the things that you're searching for, the things that are just on your heart. Like share them with God and journal it out. Writing is truly therapeutic and it will help you to release it. And then you can even come back and be like, wow, God, 2 weeks ago I asked you this, or oh my goodness, 2 years ago I prayed about this and I'm actually living it out right now, the very thing I prayed for. So sometimes prayer really just, it starts with showing up even when you don't feel like it. Just start the conversation, whether that's playing worship music or just singing praises to God, and then you can get into that flow where you're ready to keep that conversation going. I know, doubt and discouragement. Feels like your prayers aren't working. I've been there too. It's like I'm praying, I'm praying, I'm praying, and nothing is happening. But God's always listening. And so remember that He does hear you. He tells us that in 1 John 5 and 14. So keep praying. Trust his timing. Your faith grows through persistence. So you have to keep going. Because if every single time you're like, can I have this? And God did it. And you were like, can I have this? And God did it. Eventually, you would just be looking at him like he's just kind of like your magic genie. You ask him stuff and it happens. But there's not any real relationship in that. And just like God hears you because he's listening, you've got to stop and take the time to listen to him as well and see what he drops in your spirit and what he says back to you. Okay? So let's get practical, okay? And talk about some ways that you really can have a strong prayer life. These are some ways you can build and sustain a really powerful prayer routine. I've done it, so I know that it works, okay? Schedule your prayer like an appointment. Set a consistent time every day. Whether that's morning, lunch, or evening, whatever it is for you, be intentional. For me, it's first thing in the morning. I get up before everybody else so that I can have uninterrupted time where everybody's not looking for me or asking me for something or like, wanting me to do something. I can just have that uninterrupted time and my alarm is set for the same time every day. Now, sometimes I get right up and go right to my closet. Sometimes I might lay there a little bit longer, but I start talking to God. But that is my set time with him. And sometimes I go in the closet and I might immediately start writing, what I'm feeling, what I'm thinking, or I'll just sit and thank him for the day and see if he drops anything in my spirit in particular. But you've got to be intentional. So schedule your prayer like an appointment, whatever works best for you. Again, use a prayer journal. Write down your prayers and your testimonies because I'm not joking. Like, I have a prayer board sitting in my closet. And on one side it says prayers, and on the other side it says answered. And when I can move it from the side that I prayed to the side that's answered, that is powerful because then in those moments when I am having doubt and my faith is wavering or I'm not feeling inspired, I can look up at that prayer board and be like, wow, look at all those times that God did answer. Even when it looked differently, look at the times he answered. Also in my journal, I can flip back and be like, oh my gosh. And sometimes it just happens that I pull out a journal and I'm flipping through it and I get to a certain page that there's something I may be praying about
right now. And I look at it and it's like, oh my goodness, I prayed the same thing, exactly 2 years ago on the same day or something like that. And I can see the growth between now and then or what God has done in that interim. And so that's like, oh my gosh, God already answered it. I'm living it right now, the very thing that I prayed for. And I didn't even realize it was something I prayed for. But because I wrote it down, I can go back and track it. And it's like, oh my goodness, not only do I have a Bible full of God's, track history of everything he's done, but I've got my own journals of the things he's done in my life. So in those moments that I've forgotten, I can go back and see it and be like, wow, God, you've done so much. So it really, it's full circle. It's so many benefits to writing it down. Speaking of his Bible, pray scripture. God's word is his will. We're constantly like, God, show me your will. Show me your will. What do you want me to do? But it's right there in his word. And then when you're praying his promises, it strengthens your prayers. For example, you want peace? Pray Philippians 4, 6 through 7. You want strength? Pray Isaiah 41:10. Like everything that you need is right there in his word, and you can use it for the moments that you need it for and get that strength and get the peace and the things that you are seeking. You can find it there in his word. It's his love letter to us. It's his instructions. It's his will. It's everything we need to know right there. And so you can also create a prayer playlist. Okay, I know I talked about playing worship music. It really does shift the atmosphere and it prepares your heart to pray. There are moments that I could be bawling crying, especially on that commute. And I'm driving to work and I have so many things I'm thinking about, and I'll just turn on a song. And that particular song just hits my spirit in the right way that it's like, oh my God, you are so good. Thank you so much for being with me. Where I'll see the sun coming right over the horizon and I'm watching it rise. And it's like, wow, God, you're still all around me. Or I'll see a rainbow in my rearview mirror. And it's like, God's constantly giving me those gentle reminders that I'm right here with you. You're not alone. I've got you. Even when it feels so different or opposite of that, he's right there. So create that prayer playlist of songs that really are ministering to you right now in this season. Maybe you listen to the same song all the time for 3 or 4 months straight, and then all of a sudden another song comes in your spirit. Whatever it is that is giving you life right now, then you put it on repeat and you play it over and over again. Worship music that can help you get in that right frame of mind and position your heart to be able to open your mouth and pray and talk to your creator. Having a prayer partner or even a community that you connect with is extremely powerful, because if you fall or you're weak, then they can come right in and help be strong for you or right alongside you. Or even like Moses, as long as his arms were up, the Israelites were winning. But as soon as his arms dropped, they started to be defeated. Well, then Aaron and Caleb came in and held his arms up. You need somebody who can hold your arms up. Because Matthew 18:19 says, if two of you agree on earth about anything they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. Accountability strengthens your consistency, because now you've got other people who are also praying with you, and you can't just give up and quit. They're not going to let you, just like you aren't going to let them. So that's important. Then you got to pray with the expectation. Your prayer is not just words, guys. You're not just talking for the sake of talking. It is a spiritual transaction. You must expect results, even when you don't see them immediately. Prayer changes things. So you've got to pray. You've got to step into the authority and power that God has given you when his son died on the cross. You are covered under the blood. You are anointed. You are redeemed. You step right into that. Just like God said, let there be light. And all of a sudden there was light. And then he separated the day from the night. And he said, let there be water and let the land be over here. And he gave them boundaries. He spoke things out and it happened. You have that same power and authority, and you have to use it. The enemy wants to keep you distracted. He wants to keep you discouraged. He doesn't want you to remember that you have that power. So anything that he can do to keep you from talking to God and keep distance between you and God, that's what he's going to do. But Jesus already gave you victory when he died on the cross and he bore all of our sins and he was bruised for our iniquities. We got that power back because he lives in us and he works through us. And because of that, we're able to have that same power and authority. And the enemy knows that. He used to be in heaven. He knew that before he got kicked out. And so he wants to keep you from tapping into that same power and authority that you already have. You don't have to go get it. You don't have to go strive for it. You don't have to go and try to beg God for it. You already have it. And the enemy knows that. And when you're operating in it, you have more power than the devil. And he doesn't want you to have that power. So you've got to remember that, okay? Because prayer is more than just asking God for things. It's about knowing him. And the more time you spend in prayer, the more you recognize his voice. John 15:7 says, "If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you." So the closer we are to God, the more our desires align with his, the more power our prayers carry. So as we close this prayer series, I challenge you to commit to daily prayer, even if it's just 5 to 10 minutes to start. Pray with faith, believing that God hears and he answers. Stay consistent, even when you don't feel like it, because it's not about perfection, it's about distance. So keep pressing in and watch how your life transforms. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you so much for your word and your faithfulness. We thank you for being there for us, Father. We thank you for watching over and protecting us and keeping us safe. We thank you, Father, that because you sacrificed your son on the cross, we now have direct access to talk to you, Lord. Thank you that you're always there, ready to listen and hear us, to embrace us, Father, and that, as Olivia Lane said this morning on the radio, when you see us, you don't wish we were someone else. You see us for who we are. And even though you see us for who we are, you don't judge us even though you could. You don't throw us away. You help to make us better and to look more and more like you day by day. So thank you for the refining, Lord. Thank you that we can trust you. Thank you that we are safe with you, that we can be vulnerable with you, that we can tell you our deepest, darkest hurts and secrets and desires. And you won't change your love for us in any way. You'll love us all the more for trusting you with who we are. Thank you, Father, for each and every person listening. I pray that you cover them from the top of their head to the soles of their feet, Lord. Remind them of who they are in you and that you are right there with them, Father, and that they have the power and the authority, Father, that things that they bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and things that they loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Connect them with the people that they're supposed to have as their prayer partners and accountability groups, Father, and help them to silence all the noise around them so that they can hear your voice, your desire, and your will for their life. We ask these things in your Son, Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If this has blessed you, please, please share it with someone else so that it can be a blessing to them too. I really appreciate it, and I hope that it just helps you to do and be better. Remember, this is your journey. It's where your life begins.
Thanks for being here on the journey of you. If this episode blessed you, take a moment to connect with me, whether through email, Substack, or the contact page at tonydbennis.com. I'd love to walk alongside you with encouragement and truth for your journey. Until we meet again, stay rooted in faith, anchored in purpose, and bold in who you are becoming.